Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Mackenzie Bridge, Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, What is Our Response?
Given the urgent issues of our time and the fast-moving drama of the political scene, I have chosen to relate today's gospel to our response to the pandemic during these very uncertain times, rather than the even more urgent and volatile political situation that's changing day by day in Washington. I found a wonderful source of information in the Catholic News Service newsletter, Origins. Its December 3rd issue contains background on the history of plagues and the various religious responses. The Jesuit Father Patrick J. Ryan set forth a very helpful account of plagues and responses throughout history. The gospel for this Sunday, then, is taken from John chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard what he had said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, What are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher. Where are you staying? He said to them, Come and you'll see. So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him all that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon, and Andrew, his brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, We found the Messiah, which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas, which translated is Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' teachings and his appeal to the people must have been extraordinary for fishermen to give up their jobs and families and follow him. Rabbi, where do you stay? They expected, like other religious teachers, that Jesus would have a particular place or synagogue for his teaching. Philip's response, as he was summoning others, come and see, only surpasses the special attraction of Jesus and emphasizes what a wonderful person and exciting figure he was. In this critical time, it would be good for us to display such openness and courage as we face the challenges of these days. Dealing with the mystery of illness and suffering has demanded that we change our habits of worship and cause the loss of communal support and comfort that our traditional gatherings for worship provide. Similarly, because we now know that how the plague is transmitted and does not really give us much comfort or provide a direct antidote for the dangers. Father Ryan recalls one instance of a battle in the city of Genoa, and the besieging army was affected with the plague. They would catapult a dead body of one of their own over the wall of the city to infect its inhabitants. Well, later we learn that it's really the rats and fleas who are most effectively bringing the contamination, and they could enter the city at any time with ease. But what is our response? Given the advanced state of medicine, this pandemic takes us by surprise and disrupts the social and religious fabric of our lives in a most painful way. What is to be our response? I'd like to see us place ourselves in the position of the disciples who are being called today by Jesus into a whole new way of life. We found the Messiah. Come and see. The leader of the disciples experiences a name change in midlife. You are Simon Peter, son of John. You should be called Cephas. That is Peter the Rock. The urgency of the times causes us to consider more extreme responses to the deaths of those all around us. For me, I need to re-examine my primary commitments. The deaths of so many innocent people reminds me that life is so short. It would be unwise to further postpone those values, relationships, and achievements that I have sought through a lifetime. As a religious priest, I could move more directly toward those core values that should characterize my commitment to the Lord. What first comes to mind is friendship. Even before any sort of religious calling, friendship had a high priority among my acquaintances and fellow religious, and among my friends in high school. Study and prayer come to mind also. It's so easy to become just far too busy to do the really important things. Then there's that unique sense of creativity that should be my own. This would raise a whole series of questions about the accomplishments of a lifetime. Have I been too passive? Have I followed the path and vision and courage? Have I engaged in the deeper spiritual needs and accomplishments of my generation and the challenges of these times? You know the disruption caused by the pandemic. A little more solitary time, a change from our usual habits, and a rising of questions that focus on some of our best choices and intentions. As the reflections on these and other issues may help us discover some things that are lacking in our lives, we would wish to reform our energies, refocus them, our values and achievements, and pursue those things that will validate the best choices we have made through the years and all through a lifetime. These might be a more assertive posture in friendship, making better use of time for reading and study, being more outgoing as I welcome and respond to people that I must meet in my retreat ministry, a deepening of my sense of prayer, a greater sense of courage as I encounter difficult or passive people. It's so easy to ignore them. These are just some of my thoughts as I begin to reflect on the changes and the challenges and dangers of the pandemic that have caused such a change in my life. Life is shorter than I would like to imagine. Opportunities may just not be available if I hesitate or grow weary of seeking out the real adventures that life has to offer. Lent is not too far off. Perhaps I can let some of these questions shape my behavior and allow that season to be a time of discovery and perhaps even spiritual accomplishment. During the times of separation during this last year, I have heard many people saying what was really important to them during the more normal times. Perhaps these reflections may lead us to the energy and blessing that allows us to become more spiritually alert and alive, even in our small way, and to find the Messiah and allow that blessing and achievement to inform our lives of greater service, love, and praise of God in a more exciting way for our brothers and sisters. May God bless you in this task and fill your heart with His love during this journey.